morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Lewis Moody. How you doing, bud?
Wow. A World Cup winner, Rugby World Cup winner, and former captain as well. Lewis, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? You all right?
Yes, listen, thank you very much for giving us a call. And who do we have to thank for getting you on the show, Lewis?
Well, you have Philippa Andrews, who's a coach at the Oakham Rugby Club under 10s, to thank.
We've got listeners in high places, Lewis, okay?
You do.
Movers and shakers. Lewis, I mean, to listen, first of all, before we get into talking about England and Saturday night's game, I saw you in the paper a couple of weeks ago. You put your place up on Airbnb, didn't you?
Yes, mate, I did. Yeah, we, well, you know, it was the World Cup, actually. Airbnb contacted us and Gareth Thomas as well over the weekend of the Wales game. And they were running a little campaign, so we put our house up. And all the proceeds, all the rental proceeds, went to mine and Gareth's respective charitable foundations. So it was great. We had some little regulations and rules that they had to abide by, like no Welsh shirts. No hacker being danced around the house. Sadly, I forgot to say no Australians allowed.
Oh,
and
no.
we only went and got four Australians, didn't we? It was devastating news.
So what did you think of Saturday night's game?
Oh, mate, it was so, you know, I'm a fan now. Obviously, I played for England for over a decade.
Yeah.
You know, three World Cups, and we had sort of highs and lows through all them, including winning one, obviously. But see how well the boys played in the first half, the first 40 minutes. I don't know if you saw it, but
yep.
It was fantastic rugby. And I think I was sat next to Martin Johnson and Gabby Logan, and we were all like, you know what, this is going to be a breeze the second half. And then all of a sudden, the wheels just fell off. I don't know whether it was the pressure, easy penalties given away, and Wales are suddenly sneaking points. And I was absolutely gutted at the end. It was the first time I'd been sort of speechless after a game of rugby for quite some time, because England, I know how much they've put into it and how much Stuart Lancaster has put into this side. And they're desperate to be in this World Cup final and to be contesting. And at the moment, they're in danger of going out. So it's nerve-wracking times for the team.
Yeah, it did feel like, not to take anything away from just how much heart and incredible determination Wales showed in the second half, in that last half an hour. They were just getting stronger and stronger despite being hospitalised. But it was England's game that it kind of gave away.
Yeah, it was. You know, for me, Wales should never have been in it. I mean, you're absolutely right. I think the guys that came on, goodness knows how many players were playing completely out of position for Wales, because they just had a raft of injuries. All of a sudden, you've got a scrum half playing on the wing, you've got a fly half playing at fullback. And it's those guys that actually came on and made the difference. Lloyd Williams made a fantastic break up the left-hand side of the pitch and a lovely little chip kick. And the handling to actually pick the ball up and score under the post in that pressurised situation, I thought, was just testament to Wales' resilience. And they did keep fighting back. You know, it was heartbreaking as an Englishman to watch. But it now means that all the pressure is on England to deliver this weekend. Although Wales have got tonight a game against Fiji, and
yeah.
Fiji are no minnow nation anymore. So with all the injuries Wales have got, they've still got to get past a very strong and physical Fijian side.
And how do you rate our chances of beating Australia?
Oh, no, don't ask me that question. Do you know what? I'm confident at the minute. Going into the tournament, probably less so. But at the moment, just I think the sheer desperation that England will have. Those guys, they've worked so hard over the last 4 years, over the last 4 months in preparation, in the build-up to this World Cup. I think desperation, because they know they're good enough to be in the quarterfinals. I think desperation will carry them through. I think home field advantage. I don't know how many get if you've been to any of the matches at Twickenham yet, but the atmosphere at Twickenham is just, it's like nothing I've ever experienced. You know, they've got the lights, it's like a little light show and music extravaganza before the game even kicks off, and the fans and everyone watching is in, you know, is in such good spirit that when the guys get out onto the pitch, I think, you know, that can well lift them by about 3 points. So if all we need is a 3-point victory or 1-point victory, that'll be enough for me. I don't care how we do it, whether it's scoring 20 tries or just getting three kicks at goal. Whatever it takes to win is quite frankly all that matters to me at the moment.
Tell me this then, since we've got a former England World Cup captain on the phone then, what happens right before you go out in the dressing room, before you start the game? Are you all huddled up, and is it noisy, chest beating, or is it quiet? What's the atmosphere like? What do you do? How do you handle that as the captain?
Well, do you know what? Everyone handles it very differently. So you've got some of the guys who are pretty much half asleep. Actually, some of the guys do sleep prior to the game, so it might be... It's a very strange scenario, because you've got a lot of the forwards who will be sort of banging their heads off the wall and screaming at each other and slapping each other on the chest. And then you'll have some of the backs who'll be half asleep or reading a book or something, some poetry, just getting themselves in the right frame of mind. So everyone has a different approach to getting ready for a game. And I think as a captain, you have to sort of respect that. But what Chris Robshaw will be doing with some of his other leaders like Owen Farrell and Tom Wood, just prior to kickoff, about 2 minutes before they go out, he'll gather all the lads in, they'll have a little huddle, and he'll be dispensing some last-minute words, whether that's motivational words. Sometimes it's down to just remembering the key factors, the most important parts of the game, which will be your first line-out calls, the first kickoff receipt. So you've got a good, clear indication in your mind of what your first involvement in the game is going to be, and just those little reminders sometimes help to calm the nerves. But as soon as you get out those doors and you hear the music, the mascots are handed to you, the sort of hearts beating out the chest, and you walk onto the pitch. The hardest thing I found once, actually, as captain, was that there's so many fireworks went off that the smoke screen in front of you as you're going out onto the pitch can sometimes lead to you getting a tad lost as you find your way out.
Which way's the pitch? Because
on the other side of the smoke screen, normally like flag bearers, singers. And as you come out, all of a sudden you find yourself in the middle of one of the flags and everyone's like, oh, what are you doing? But yeah, thankfully, yeah, I'm sure that won't happen at the weekend.
Are you going to be there cheering the lads on?
I will be in the stand cheering my heart out, absolutely, yeah. I can't wait for this game.
Fantastic. Now listen, what's the name of the charity that you're calling in on behalf of?
So I'm calling on behalf of my foundation, which is the Lewis Moody Foundation, and we support young families dealing with serious illness. We sort of put on days out of the ordinary for them, but we also raise much-needed funds for research into brain tumours, which are the biggest cancer killer of under 40. So.
Good on you, Lewis. Now, we're asking everyone who calls in to leave a question for the next guest. Yours comes from Christopher Biggins.
Wonderful. I'm worried already.
Your question... is Jeremy Corbyn going to be the next leader of this country?
Oh my goodness. I'm not a great political man, but I've been watching with interest. I would suggest possibly no, just because of the way he looks. I think I was listening to his press conference actually, and the words that he says are fantastic. I just think the way that he looks, I just couldn't imagine a less inspirational person sort of standing up for us as a country. Yeah, the dress sense of sort of Mr. Bean, no doubt what he says, I really like, but just the way that he looks, I can't see him being a leader of the country.
So what you're saying, Lewis, is that Putin is not going to be scared by that guy?
Absolutely right, yeah.
Okay. Now, we need a question from you, Lewis Moody, for the next guest. What's your random question?
Oh, okay. Question. What? Oh, here you go. So what? If you were stuck in a lift, the lift broke down in your favourite hotel or on holiday, what three famous people would you want to be stuck in a lift with and why? And if I can have another addition to that, also, what three people wouldn't you want to be stuck in a lift with and why?
Best question so far. Wow. Since Monday. I'm going to need a quick answer for you. Just tell me which three celebrities you'd love to be stuck in a lift with.
Oh, okay. This person you probably won't know, Walter Payton, who was a...
Famous American football coach, player. Right?
Yeah, yeah, played for the Bears. He was legendary. Will Ferrell, just because I think that man makes me laugh every single second I see him. He's just a humorous individual. And Winston Churchill, just because I don't know if you've ever heard any of his speeches, but some of his speeches really crack me up from back in the day. You know, inspired, but also quite humorous. So those three, I think, would be an eclectic mix.
Sadly, no room in there for Jeremy Corbyn.
Sorry, no, mate, you're not wearing
no,
a tie.
Not
Get
the moment.
Out.
All right, listen, Lewis, thank you very, very much for giving us a call. And it was a brilliant chat as well. Love chatting to you. Have a great day. Thanks for calling. Who's calling Christian?
Absolute pleasure. Take care, guys.